Firefighting is a dangerous job, and not just because of fire. It's also the years of firefighters' exposure to toxic chemicals. That's why most states have some kind of insurance coverage for firefighters who are diagnosed with work-related cancer. Last year, Michigan created a special cancer coverage fund for its firefighters. But as Kate Wells from Here and Now contributor Michigan Radio reports, there's one problem. Lawmakers never put money into the fund.
Which means Michigan firefighters are getting cancer diagnoses and thinking, well, this is devastating, but at least I'm covered by this special fund, right? That's definitely what Doug Batty thought. He had watched 12 guys in his Metro Detroit fire department get cancer in just the last 7 years. One of them died just a couple years ago at age 42. So it felt like a personal victory last year when Michigan's legislature finally created a cancer coverage fund for firefighters. And then last May, Batty nearly collapsed.
I was at a house fire, and I worked at the fire maybe 5 minutes, and I had felt like I had just run a marathon. I knew something was wrong. And after a week of testing, I was informed that I had leukemia. So I just kind of assumed that I would be covered.
But he was wrong. And when the workers' comp people denied Batty's claim, he called up their customer service and asked, wait, haven't you guys heard about this special fund for firefighters?
And she said, yeah, she says, but really it's not worth the paper it's written on because there's no funding for it.
So even with his regular health insurance, Batty says his family has probably spent $10,000 on his medical bills in just the last year. And during his month of chemo, he couldn't work, so he didn't get his full salary. But still, Batty is the kind of guy who is relentlessly optimistic. He is 58, but he looks like he's 40. He's got the energy of a 30-something. And last month, he came back to work full-time.
I'm pretty fortunate. I'm older than dirt, for one thing, as for a firefighter. I just would hate to see the younger guys, if something happened to them, that haven't really established themselves.
In the year since lawmakers created this cancer coverage fund, at least 5 firefighters in Michigan have been diagnosed with cancer. That's according to the Michigan Professional Firefighters Union. One of them just passed away. His funeral was last week, the same day Michigan Governor Rick Snyder rolled out his budget. That budget was supposed to finally put money in this cancer fund. But at the last minute, Union President Mark Dougherty says his phone rang, and it was the governor's office with some bad news. He says they told him it was not going to be in this year's budget proposal. Dougherty says at this point, this is all really frustrating.
My members call me when they contract cancer and want to know where their help is. And I have to tell them, no, we have no help. And the reality sets in that our state legislature lied to us. They promised us something that they didn't come through on.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder's office emailed us a statement saying there are a lot of big, expensive challenges in this state right now, including the Flint water crisis, and that the budget, which could include funds for the firefighters, is still a work in progress. State House and Senate majority leaders did not respond to our repeated requests for comment. And meanwhile, Dougherty, the union president, says they will keep pushing because firefighters keep running into burning buildings and they keep getting work-related cancer. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Wells.